this morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98, can you beat me?
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
I'll never be the same since that eye video. I can watch that dude take a bicep to his colon. I cannot.
You can't watch someone pinch their own eye.
Yeah, I can't watch. I can't watch anything with eye stuff like it. It makes me uncomfortable. I watch zits getting popped, people getting squished by trains. Sure, it bothers me, but nothing like it does the eye.
Those in the hacking videos, I can't watch those.
Oh, I can't. Oh, that's different, though. Those are just murders.
I try to cut those off.
Yeah. Accidents are one thing, but murders, I can't. Like, that's just bad. There's a thing I wanted to bring up. This new disorder that they're talking about. Oh, by the way, did you guys see Taylor Swift broke another record?
Uh-oh.
She has the top 14 songs in the country right now.
What?
She broke the record that was top 10. You know who held that? Taylor Swift.
Yeah, broke her own record.
2 years ago, she did it with her last album. Top 14 songs. If Casey Kasem was still alive, the last hour and a half of the show would be Taylor Swift's album.
Wow.
I don't understand it. It's just not that good. But there it is. Top 14 songs in the country, all Taylor Swift songs right now.
I don't know if I've heard a note of any of the songs.
I've heard a couple.
I don't think.
They're not. Again, she's not terrible. She's just not this. Is she, because like we're starting to tap into it, is she the greatest performer in the history of the United States? In all of music, United States or otherwise?
Apparently.
The numbers are starting to add up.
I mean, you know.
This legion of loony, like, cult member status girls that follow Taylor Swift. And again, never once has there been, like, a dude who's just enamored with Taylor Swift. I don't get it. It's all women. Never seen anything like it. Michael Jackson was kids, women,
everybody,
dudes,
really.
Adults, you know, and then kids
dudes
again,
and then dudes who wouldn't admit it, and then old people, and then dads who are like, he's gay, but he's talented.
More kids.
My dad used to say that all the time. That was my dad in the 80s, and this is how 80s dads used to talk, though. It was like, for a twink, he's super talented. He'd always throw in the insult, like, for a twink, not bad. I know he's a homo, but he can sing. Like, my dad would always toss out the insult, like the terrible slur, and then let you know that, you know, he's still got, that's why I listen. My dad was basically one of those guys. I recognize talent and also twinkery. He had an eye for all of it. He had radar for gay and ability, which is why he always eyeballed me. Where's the talent? I see the twink. So congratulations to Taylor Swift and all you under 30. I don't even know. Is it 35 and younger women who love her? I guess probably even into their 40s. I've never met anybody.
Yeah, it's moms and daughters.
Like, I've never met anybody that's lost it for Taylor Swift outside of my friend's daughter.
And yeah, it's usually daughters.
But that's the thing. Like, it used to be.
Yeah, you're not involved in a lot of moms groups. The Gilbert moms hate you, so that's.
That's true. That's why. And they're all Taylor Swifties because they feel like they can achieve her look. Yep. I don't get it. She's just fine. But is she the most talented person that's ever wandered the earth? It's starting to add up. 14 in a row, coming in at number 15. The last time we won't hear Taylor Swift. Dear Casey, I've had it with Taylor Swift.
I just wonder, you know, like, some of the songs that we play are everywhere from 30 to 40 years old. How will that hold up?
All her stars from now? I don't know.
Well, it'll hold up because in 30 or 40 years, those daughters will be 40. And
My friend's daughter's 24. And I remember saying, I'm like, I just don't get it. She just is a basic bitch. And her whole demeanor changed. She's always laughing and smiling. Lauren looked at me and she goes, then I guess I'm a basic bitch. I'm like, huh? I'm a huge Swift fan. And like, it was like a robot, you know, when the robots attack kind of thing, when like Taylor flips the switch and their eyes all go, Frank Moscow for Taylor. I had insulted Taylor Swift in front of one, and her Swifty defense mechanism went up, and it was over. Uncle John was no longer cool. Then I guess I'm a basic bitch. What happened, Lauren? Swift is your night. Gives my address out. It glows in the sky. 14 songs. I've never seen anything like it. Remember there's the old Beatles thing where they had the top five songs in the country on the Billboard 100. And everybody lost their minds. And then the Bee Gees did it with the Stayin' Alive album. And it used to be, like, people got that stuff and framed it. Like, we'll never see this again. She's done it twice with top 10.
12 and now 14. 14.
It's crazy. Also, there's a sleep disorder. Now, remember restless leg syndrome when it got all the world in a tizzy a few years ago? And now it's gone again. I remember it was nothing.
Sky Rizzi.
It's like AIDS.
It's like AIDS. Is it? Is Sky Rizzi for restless leg?
No.
I don't know what any of that stuff's for. I just know it makes you dance. So from the beginning of man, just right around when the dinosaurs, when God said, this is dumb. I'm going to do something new. From that point till about 2000, there was no such thing as restless leg syndrome. Then everybody had it. It was a bad thing. It was TV commercials and everything. And then somewhere around, and one of the best stories of all time was about 13 years ago when Megan's mom started to complain to me that she had restless leg syndrome. It was really difficult for her to sleep. And I said, geez, that's rough. She goes, you know, you can inherit it. My mother had it. I'm like, I hate to break it to you. You were adopted, because she was. And then I had to remind her, you can't pick up inherited illnesses
just by hanging around
from your adoptive mother. And then I haven't heard a thing about restless leg syndrome since. So that all went away. That was gone. It's not a thing. Gone. This new sleep disorder's out. People are worried about it. They're saying nobody's talking about it. I want it.
What? Oh, I saw this.
I want this so bad. You jerk off in your sleep. You don't wake up. You just sleep through it, and you tug away, and you wake up in a puddle of your own mess, and you're like, God damn it, I did it again.
What did they call it?
It's sexsomnia.
Sexsomnia, that's it.
Women are breaking
into...
How do you
get that?
So here's the other thing.
You just go to sleep.
You're hoping it's... Yeah, you go to sleep, yeah. And you're just like, come on, let tonight be the night. Roll these dice. Get you fiddle your balls a little bit before you go to bed. The problem is women are getting it, and they become night rapists.
What?
Yeah. So ladies with sexsomnia... Just go, just start furiously rubbing it, and then just climb on anybody.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anybody. So what, you just got to walk around the quad and hope that somebody nabs you?
And I've been calling, you know, you have the night rapes and stuff. I've been a big fan of that when you got a wife and stuff, and just wake her, and you go, and you get
see
on top
if the
of
diet catches up.
38-year-old man repeatedly tries to force...
catch it.
This is every 38-year-old man. So this is the worst lie ever. He's 38 years old. He said he repeatedly tries to force his wife to have sex in the middle of the night, but no memory of these actions when he wakes up. He's lying to his wife. She's been fighting it off for years. She doesn't like sex anymore. She's one of those. He's 38. She's miserable with him. She doesn't want to have him touch her. No, get off of me. So he has to pretend he's got a disease. And then he's climbing on her, and it's again, I can't control myself. You got it. And that's the way he gets sex now.
We just found out she suffers from not tonight syndrome.
Right. She's got the opposite disease. Who will win? Hopefully Dennis doesn't have either of these. Married woman in her mid-20s often tears off her clothes and masturbates furiously and remembers nothing when her partner wakes her. Wakes her? Let her finish. This guy says, for a dozen years, this 31-year-old man masturbates while he's sleeping. Sometimes he's injured his groin.
Jesus.
I want this so bad. Just for the stories. Like, why are you limping? You won't believe it. I've developed a horrible case of sexsomnia, and I pound myself into submission like I'm trying to make chicken. Embarrassed due to this unconscious behavior, he avoids relationships. Why? That's a great first date story. So, a little something about me. Do telemarketing for the Discover card. I actually am one of the managers. That's why I speak clear English. And also, I masturbate furiously in my sleep and I don't wake up from it, sometimes causing great injury. What do you do? Tell me more about that. Oh, you'll see. If this works out, you'll see. It's pretty weird. There are clinically documented cases now of sleep sex or sexsomnia. It's part of a sleep disorder now. They added it in, so it's a real thing, which means there will be a Sky Rizzy for this, and they're just going to make some people take drugs to stop pounding their dicks into the ground while they're going to bed.
Maybe they'll modify it. Like, I have to wear a C-jack now. It blocks you from jacking.
Hands are all up in the casts. God damn it. This keeps me from beating my balls into the ground.
Good night.
Yeah, see ya. Will you put the mask over my face also for my stopping heart?
And this guy, he's got CPAP and a C-jack.
Now, I've had this for years, except for I'm not sleeping. I just, furiously.
That's a sleep aid.
It helps me get to sleep so I don't end up doing this. It may seem people are just acting out dreams. Many parasomnias occur when the brain is in a dream state. But Dr. Carlos Schneck, a professor at senior staff psychiatrist at the Hennepin County Medical Center in Minnesota, says these are disorders of arousal. They often occur during the slowest, deepest stage of sleep called delta. It's an alarm or trigger that goes off in the central nervous system. And you go from your basement to your roof in no time flat. I don't even know what he's talking about. As a doctor, these are not doctor words. Your cognition is deeply asleep, and you're not with the program, but your body's activated. That's dangerous, because then you can start walking around, running around, touching yourself.
Arizona's most funniest morning show.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning Sickness.
I'm listening because I want to.
Mornings of 98 KUPD.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
This
dangerous.
Is first and foremost, again, I go back to Brady yesterday when the Bible started, and I believe that even things happened before that to today has never been a thing. Never once in the Bible does it say, also that one guy, Therid, wandered around sleepjacking all the time, and his wife had a...
Woe to thee.
she was a sleep rubber.
By the way, restless leg syndrome, as of April 27th, 2023, affects up to 10% of people in the U.S. Anyone can get it.
Yeah.
It's more common in women.
Yeah, because they like to complain about dumb stuff. It's not a thing. You weren't sleeping good and you move around a lot at night. Women love being sick. They love it.
You tell
them they got something. They love it. Brett was married to a woman who and she had it. Like, she got real sick.
Yeah.
All the time. You suggest it. I think it's just psychosomatic. You tell them there's a new disease, they'll have it.
Oh, yeah.
How many times?
It does feel that way.
We've been alive forever. Oh, it's because they go to the doctor all the time. Doctors aren't dumb. They're like, Jesus, she's coming back. Tell her she's got something. Let's make this. She's a customer now. They might as well give them punch cards like it's a car wash. But definitely there's instance. That's why dudes are cooler. We don't go to the doctor for everything.
No.
You never see a woman tugging on her eyeball trying to fix it.
I got this.
I've gone to the doctor. I've got a little tiny bump on my shoulder. It's a lipoma. I know what it is. I watched Dr. Pimple Popper. It's small, but it'll grow.
Gotta make sure you get sacked, John.
I told the doctor, I'm like, I've got this thing on my shoulder, and he taps at it, and he goes, could be cancer. It is not cancer. I know what this is. Well, I'm not saying it. It is, but it could be. Like, anything could be. I'm done. I'm done talking to you. It's my advice medically to tell everybody out there, if it doesn't hurt, you're fine. That's when you go to the doctor. Regular checkups to tell you you're okay should be free. If you go to
they are on our insurance.
If I go to the auto dealer with my Jeep and I'm like, nothing's wrong with it, but see if you can find anything. You think that guy's not going to find something?
Yeah. We'll plug it in.
Yeah, well, let's see. Oh, no, you need a new transmission. No kidding. Felt like everything was just running along real smooth, but turns out we trust doctors way too much to tell us something's wrong when they convinced us to go to them when we're okay. You feel good? You should come see me. Why? Let's just see about all that. And then you get 14 different appointments to go to, and they come up with stuff like...
It becomes, since you're so friendly.
Of course.
It's Test City.
I love doctors.
CYA.
Don't get me wrong. I love doctors. But I also understand it's a business. And if I had a customer that was fine and kept showing up and giving me $100 every time they showed up for me to go, you're doing great. If I went down to the car dealership and said, I don't think anything's wrong with it. And they looked at it and they said, you were right. Okay. They're not charging me. Those guys are like, we're going to charge you for this. We didn't do anything. Doctors, though, nope, that's a bill. You took up some of my time, and that's precious. It could have been women I was diagnosing with sexsomnia. Here's the other one that was a complete lie that's falling under sexsomnia. A woman would fondle her husband during the night. Doesn't sound so bad, right? Sexsomnia is not a disease. They'd engage in sex, and then she would become conscious and accuse her husband of doing things against her will. That's why you always make her get on top.
Jeez.
She also, and here's where the real rub is, here's where she's trying to get away with something. She would masturbate in her sleep and call out other men's names.
Oh, well, then there you go.
Yeah, I don't remember any of that.
She's a whore in her sleep. She's a sleep whore. Mm-hmm. That's the real disorder. Including that of a male coworker leading her husband to believe she was having an affair with him and caused a lot of problems at her work. How'd you like to be that guy sitting at your cubicle one day and some dude busts down your door? All right. Why is my wife screaming your name in the middle of the night while she masturbates? I don't know, but thanks. I appreciate that. Awesome information. Turns out she finds me super duper attractive. She can't control herself. This is the best news I've ever gotten. But the doctors are trying to tell you they need a thing. A woman refused to believe her husband's descriptions of her behavior. This is where it gets really weird. She was seeking professional treatment in 2015 because her 9-year-old son heard her moaning while she was asleep and wandered in and watched mom just tug away on the bean for a little bit.
You got a picture of her?
You imagine if Bunny had the sleep somnia, sex somnia.
What is that noise in your mommy?
Yeah.
Mommy, I'm hungry.
Grilled cheese.
I'm hungry. Are you all right? I'm coming in. You're up to the biceps. Baby. Dad, can you feel that?
Kiss up and move a train, boy. Go to bed. Yeah, so her 9-year-old caught her masturbating. She pretended that she can't control it, sleep. And she said, that was terrible. It's really disconcerting. And then the doctor says, patients, they have to have total amnesia. That's the problem here. Their partner has to tell them, why did you do this? Would you ever get mad at your significant other for rolling over and having vigorous sex with you? And then she goes, Michael. I'm like, I don't care. That was awesome. Thank you. Who's Michael? I love that guy.
Call me whatever you want. Whatever. I'm almost done.
Yeah. Michael wasn't here, but I'm glad I could be Michael's proxy for the last 8 or 9 minutes of your zombie-like sex nonsense. This was incredible.
Oh, Dale. Dale from the cubicle 3 down. I can't stop thinking of Dale.
Oh, yeah. Well, tell Dale tomorrow at work that I said thanks.
What happened? Why am I so achy down there?
I don't know. I wouldn't tell her anything. You keep waking up, banging me, and going right back to sleep without any, like, guff or cuddling? Forget it.
I've got a healthy prostate.
This is fantastic. It wakes up, calls me Trevor. I don't give a... Lying. It's been the best part of our marriage so far. I don't have to do a thing, no talking. I don't buy her dinner. She just rolls over. She's got these dead eyes. It's pretty awesome. I want sex. What man in this room doesn't want sexsomnia? It's multitasking. Yeah, Toledo kind of looked at Bray like, probably him. If I had to pick. We were all thinking, all right, there is one guy who probably thinks it's awful.
I've had it for years.
You sleep jerk?
I don't remember, but.
With that CPAP, if it may put him on.
You wake up with a puddle of your own muck.
What happened again?
Is that what, maybe that's what you were doing instead of peeing the bed until you were like 20.
Oh.
I don't know. It was a long time.
Wait a minute. You're saying Puffy wasn't a piss pillow?
No.
Oh.
His name was Cuffy, and he was the
pillow. Oh, stop.
Where's Cuffy the pillow?
It's Puffy, and stop calling your pillow that.
I think you're turning Dennis on. He's going to...
Dennis's pillow sack over my head is going to be awful. Anyway, sexsomnia. First off, it's not real. B, you're going to get pills for it because you're all going to go to the doctor.
I think I've got that.
I don't have it, but is there any sort of way I can catch that? Is there a food I could eat? Do I have to have, you know, sex with an intravenous drug user like in the olden days to catch things? How do you catch this sleep disorder that up until last Tuesday didn't exist? It's a sleep order for liars and women who got caught by their nine-year-old.
Cheating horse.
Furiously rubbing their beans. Yeah, right. Liars. I don't know why I masturbate and call out Miranda's name, honey. I think I have a disease. What woman buys that? I'm going to go to the doctor now.
Well, I do believe everything the doctor says.
All right, Doc, I'm going to need your help here. If I give you $5,000, will you make up a disease and tell my wife that I scream Miranda's name because I can't help it?
You got it.
You've got it.
The other dentist is happy the speed buggy didn't have it. Man.
That's right. Nothing worse. Well, I bet you that's what that kid walked in on, too. His mom's in there just firing away on that thing. And then he hears the horrible
speed buggy.
That's me.
Speed buggy.
Mommy.
That's me.
What is that noise? Sprinklers on. Oh, God. I feel like I'm at a Gallagher show, and I realize I'm not old enough to know who that is, but it's a good reference.
Anyway, sexsomnia. If some of you have it, I'm so sorry for your recent diagnosis. I'm sure the Phoenix Children's Hospital didn't take care of all of you. We're so stupid. Don't even get me started on lactose. Because I'm not even buying that. You had too much food. That's the problem. We've got too much stuff to eat, and we made it a disease to be full. Oh, my stomach hurts. Well, you think it's from the 45 pounds of nacho cheese you ate? No. My body doesn't react well to dairy. Nobody's body reacts well to a helmet of dairy. I got lactose issues. Yeah, I watched you. I watched you eat 14 gallons of lactose. Starving people do not have these issues. It's been said for years. Drop a bunch of milk and eggs and cheese and all of a sudden have them make omelets and have glasses of milk over there in Sudan and watch half of them go, oh, I don't do well with dairy. They're going to crush some dairy. We made it up over here because we get so full all the time. I'm full. That must be a disease. I ate too much. Can't possibly be because of me. Must be the way my body reacts to the 96-ouncer that got me that free meal.
Arizona's most funniest morning show.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning Sickness.
I'm listening because I want to.
Mornings on 98KUPD.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
I suffer from full disease.
You have, yeah.
Constantly full.
You can't be unfilled. Brady is full all the time. It's an illness. He can't help this. You got to load up the barrel.
Satisfying man. Illness, but
if the barrel's empty, he feels sick. You got to fill the barrel. There's something wrong. You need to go to the doctor. Any woman will tell you. Sleep somnia. Wait for the commercials where an Indian and a Mexican guy, two dudes kissing, talking about sleep somnia. Have you injured your groin pounding your balls into submission in your sleep?
How did you stop? Well, I wore sandpaper gloves.
And now I wear pound ifria. I take a pound ifria every morning. 1 pound ifria keeps me from smashing my dick into my pelvis while I sleep against. If you're not waking up from that.
Whack Rizzy.
Yeah, they got the competing. Pound ifria causes all sorts of side effects. Wank Rizzy, however, dancing by a fountain. I don't beat off at night anymore.
Yank Tarvia.
How about you just jerk it before you go to sleep like a decent person? And you'll get good sleep.
Yeah, does that make it make sense? Maybe it goes away.
Turn it into the flaccid, useless piece of meat that I do every night before bed, and then you don't have this problem.
Just in case.
And what kind of decent human being? Because sometimes I wake up with just an absolute piece of rebar, and I look at it, I'm like, nice. Too tired. Go to bed. You are just going to, I'm going to dry hump the mattress for a few minutes, and I'm going to fall right back to sleep.
Wactivia. Before, I used to have bruises all over my thighs. Now, thanks to Wactivia, my kids don't watch me fist my honey hole in a rag.
Side effects, carpal tunnel.
Activia.
John, buy one of those robots you guys were talking about. You won't have sexomnia.
That's right. Set up one of those, you know, I got one at my house. It's the Bobs for boxing. Just a half a torso with no arms and a head. Feels like you're punching a real guy. Just get one of those things for your sexomnia and just have at it and then hose them out in the morning.
My ex had the sexomnia disorder, too. Lied. Even managed to push out our love child in her sleep. Signed Nathan Sutherland.
She had a lifetime case of sexomnia. Sutherland always popping in when I least expect it. Anyway. Well, you just got Bill Cosby out of jail, I'll tell you that.
What had happened was the girls had the sexomnia and then they woke up all covered in puddles. That's not my fault. I didn't do it.
So my wife complained so much she could have Ebola right now and I wouldn't even say anything because I'm like, no, that's all in your head.
Andrea says, this happened to me. My husband and I woke up in the middle of the night having sex and neither of us were awake when it started. It was crazy. It's only happened once, though, so I guess it's not a condition. Your husband was wide awake. I will tell you right now, Andrea, he was lying.
I was asleep too, baby. I don't know how this happened. And getting you in that position was probably really difficult.
Yeah. Well, you mean you were asleep too?
Uh-huh.
Wow. That's crazy.
I agree. Hope it doesn't happen again. So scary. I think we might have illnesses.
Yeah. Are you sure it's not just a bunch of bullshit?
No, it was real for both of us.
If you ever are having sex and your husband goes, well, huh? He's lying. He's a liar and he's messing with your brain. If you wake her up and she seems mad and he starts going, what's going on? Like he's waking up too. You were getting attacked. Andrea. Not a condition because he's trying to do it and you got upset. This guy says it's been around for years. That's why they call it the stroke of midnight. Thanks, Kyle. Good one. Anyway, sexomnia. Not real. Another one. Just keep making them up. Keep sending us to doctors.
More pills.
Meanwhile, studies of if you live too close to the freeway, your heart might suffer by 3%. Okay. Knock it off. And doctors, I'm on to something with that. If I come to you and I tell you right off the bat, nothing wrong with me. I'm just here for a checkup. And you check me up and I was right. No charge. Your time is not that important. Ever. It's decent. All right. It's okay to get checkups. Especially if there's something already wrong with you. And go get test it over and over again. But if you feel, Brett, you feel fine. Yeah. You're not going to the doctor today to have him tell you there's something wrong. Same thing. My car's running like a top. I'm not going over to Bill Luke and dropping it off. Just going, hey, look for something horrible in here and charge me for it.
Run a bunch of tests on this.
Yeah, run a load of tests and come back with a bill. Do you mind? No, we'll do that for you, sir. That's diligence. You're proactive. I'm an idiot is what I am. if the car's sputtering around and I'm barely making it,
proactive. Is that a cream?
If it is now. Use it for dry sexomnia so you don't have a chafing.
New proactive.
Yeah, and I highly recommend as a doctor that you load your hands with KY jelly before bed.
They're saying they'll prescribe night lube.
Yeah, we got to have
just in case you're not over it yet.
Cover you in a gelatinous glop. And that way, if you start beating, at least it's nice and slippery.
Hey, what's going on? Well, I don't know. We were both asleep and this happened.
I can't believe it.
Me neither. We should at least finish though, right?
I guess. What a crazy night. I'll tell the local radio show.
Since you're here and I'm here. I mean, we might as well just make it. I still can't believe it happened.
And Andrea fires that over to us.
That happened to my husband and I.
Your husband lied to you. You were giving him some guff. He didn't want to jerk off, but he also thought to himself, I really don't need to try and please her. I think I'll just stick it in there and see how long I can get away with it.
Huh, what?
He's didn't dying. Happen again, though.
It's not true, John. He was snoring.
Oh, yeah. That's a...
Wake up! You're doing horrible things in your sleep.
What? I can't believe it. I'm a monster.
John, will you voice...
To the bicep, baby. I don't know why. I'm elbows deep in my wife. And Doc, you gotta help me.
John, will you be the voice for the new commercial of whatever pharmaceutical comes out of this?
Oh,
I can see the opening line now. Do you wake up asleep?
It would just be a... Andrea emails back. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I wasn't upset. It was pretty good. I'm just saying. Neither of you were asleep then. You were having sex. You were just drowsy or drunk. I mean, everybody.
I didn't remember anything. Although, I remembered it was pretty good.
Yeah, I remember how awesome it was.
Me too, baby. I think I dreamt how great it was.
John, you're right. There's been a few times I've woken up groping and dry humping my wife.
Yeah.
She'd wake up about the same time, but she was responsive. She didn't have some disease.
Right. It's not a disease. This guy says, I felt fine. I never went to the doctor. And then I got pneumonia. And I went to the hospital with pneumonia. And they told me I had blood cancer.
Well, that's how you find out.
You didn't feel good and you went to the doctor. You weren't going to go to the doctor and go, check out my blood.
It's just pneumonia. I'm not
I'm not going in for that. That's stupid. That's stupid. Jesus, there's so much blood coming out of my mouth. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, you get pneumonia, you go to the doctor. That's when you go. You hack. Your nose starts bleeding. You look at your hand and there's blood on it. That's what movies have taught us. When you cough in your hand, there's blood. You got cancer. Has anyone ever watched a movie?
Yeah, Gran Torino.
Gran Torino. That's how he got it. He looked in that. It was his hanky, right? Yep. He looked at his. And he hit it. And then his son was like, what's that? You got movie cancer. Ladies, I don't know if girl cancer happens that same way when you sneeze downstairs and you look and there's the movie cancer in your underpants.
Ew.
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But until that happens, you just. You know, coast through life feeling good. Jesus, think the last thing Brady wants to do is go to a doctor? The guy's just going to pick him apart. You got this, you got that, you got this. But it feel great. You probably shouldn't have come here then.
You're right.
And strap that thing in your head, Darth Vader, and put these casts on your hands and stop jerking off in the middle of the night, weirdo.
Wait a minute. My wife rubs it in her sleep, too. Does that mean she's actually not sleeping and is just bored with me?
No, everybody touches their stuff in the middle of the night. But if you're like going to completion and then you're like, and you just, you know, Bellagio'd the wall. Such garbage. We're so full of it. Anyway, sorry. I've gone on and on and on about sleep somnia. But I'm so sorry with those of you affected. I can't wait for your commercials. It was on my feed 2 days ago and I've seen it every day since. Like, they're pushing it for some reason. They must have new pills that make it so you're flaccid at night. Isn't it saltpeter? Don't they just give you that in the Navy?
Wait,
remember when Navy guys used to have to eat saltpeter so they wouldn't get hard-ons and bang each other anymore?
Like, regularly or like once?
Way back in the day, that was the joke of saltpeter, right?
Really?
Wasn't it?
Yeah, but you ingest it? I don't know. Or do you put it on the unit?
I have no idea what it is. I just know that it was a Navy joke. So those guys could keep their hands off each other on those long, long nights. Anyway.
Especially in that underwater tube.
Oh, in the subs? Yeah. So phallic. How could you not? You're just basically inside a big metal dick in the ocean. It's like, anyway, we got the hot releases coming up. Oh, not that. Hot releases right around the corner. It's 98.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.